He was Marlene's size, family, relatives.
我们是在一个10层楼的楼顶上聚集。
So we gathered at a 10-story high restaurant.
叫 The City of Glendale.
城市不知道怎么翻译。
非常冷。
It was very cold.
整个晚上一直发抖。
The whole night we were like shaking.
我也穿这个西装。
I was wearing my suit.
就跟上帝说, 上帝明天你一定要施恩于我们。
I was praying to the Lord that please God have mercy on us.
那个新郎新娘的母亲都那天晚上热切祷告。
Both sides of the mother from both family were praying fervently.
他说明天早上婚礼的地方啊, 我们明天早上再告诉你。
So we'll tell you that the next day where we'll host the wedding.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神非常信实。
The Lord is faithful.
我真的看到神的信实。
I truly saw it with my own eyes. I'm praising the Lord right now.
我们去那个 Malibu Beach.
We went down to Malibu Beach.
在那一段 beach 的地方, 只有我们那个婚礼举行的那边, 那个太阳是很大的。
And that stretch, only the beach of there where they have the wedding had sun.
太阳非常大。
It was really bright sun.
没有风。
No wind.
60多度。
It was about 60 degrees.
非常温暖。
Very warm.
隔了一里路。
In 1 mile away.
就是风很大。
Then you had all the wind.
没有太阳,
no sun.
你说神信不信实啊?
You see how God is so faithful?
因为这个新郎新娘是相信神的。
Because the couple trust in the Lord.
那个新娘其实前一天都哭了。
You know, the bride actually cried.
她说我一直为这个天,
the night before.
我一直为这个5月8号的结婚这一天祷告。
I've been praying for this day, May 8th.
她说上帝让我非常的 humble.
The Lord truly humbled me.
所以婚礼完了,我跟他们握手,说你看啊,天气很好啊。
After the wedding, I shook hands with them and told them, you see how great is the weather?
Amen.
Amen.
神很信实啊。
See how faithful God is?
虽然我们有时候很灰心,
although sometimes we may be disappointed,
因为人生很不容易,
because life is tough.
就在那一段时间,结婚那一段时间, 天气就这么好。
But you see, during that time of the wedding ceremony, the sun came out.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们下面有一段时间也是感恩的时间。
The following time we have a praise worship, a praise time.
我们有一位母亲石伯母来跟分享一下神在她身上的恩典。
We have Ruby's mom to share with us her testimony. Grandma Shi. Shi, Grandma Shi. She is English.
大家好,
dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我叫做石妈妈,
my name is Grandma Shi.
在上一个星期以前,
last Sunday,
我在家里那个后院跌倒了, 摔倒了。
I a couple weeks ago on Sunday,
当时呢,
I was tripped over in my home.
是整个背腰重重的
So I fall on the ground with my back. It was really painful.
后来我就发现我那个右手啊，我自己就知道我那个右手骨折，骨头断了，因为已经很明显的错位了。And
I realized that my right front forearm was fractured. Sorry,
it's okay. 我就起不来，当时我就呼求主。
And I couldn't get up by myself, so I cried out to the Lord.
我说主啊，求你救我。
Lord, please help me.
求你救我,
please save me.
我真的起不来,
I couldn't pick up myself.
后来神的大能, 就让我用左手撑着这个身体坐起来。
So later on, I used my left hand to get back up.
就慢慢地站起来了。
I slowly stand up again.
我当时第一个事情就是很感恩。
The first thing I felt was really thankful.
我虽然我那个腰背是重重的碰在摔在地上，右手也断了，但是我知道我那个两个脚能走。Even
though I hurt my back, my lower back and my hip, and my right arm was fractured, but I still have both legs. Both legs are fine. I could still stand up.
我那个脑袋没有碰在石头上。
And I didn't hit my brain, my head. And this is really the Lord grace.
要是我的脊椎受了伤害，我的骨盆粉碎了，我今天就不能够站在这里了，我可能就躺在床上起不来了。
So if I really fracture my hip or my joint, then I really cannot get up today and stand right in front of you this morning.
这个真是很大的恩典。
It's really God's grace.
我们的神。
I'm full of thanks to the Lord.
后来我很不容易就回到房子里头去，首先就打电话给 Ruby。
So it's very uneasy, but I got back into my house and able to call Ruby.
Ruby 呢，因为当时她在教会有侍奉，她来不了，她马上就给我打电话给911。
So Ruby couldn't come over and help me right away because she was supposed to serve that morning. So she helped me to call 911.
911来了。
And when the emergency ambulance came,
我不会讲英文。
Because I don't know how to speak English.
把我那个孙子叫起来。
So I woke my grandson.
我那个孙子才知道他的外婆摔了一大跤。
Then he realized, oh, my grandma actually tripped over this morning.
那后来911呢，就给我检查，就说我那个手是断了。
And then then they checked up on me, and then they realized I had a fracture in my forearm.
检查我那个脚呢，我能动，所以他们就觉得我那个腰椎真是很蒙恩，没有粉碎。
And they also checked my body, so they realized that her legs, she could move her legs, so at least she did not hurt her lower back bone.
后来在医院急诊室呢，医生做了一些处理，处理完以后呢，就是说我不用做手术，就把我送回家去。
So after they sent me to the emergency room, the doctor checked up on her, and they realized that she doesn't really need a surgery or anything. So then they sent her home.
我很感谢主，也感谢教会，谢谢天父。
I'm really thankful to the Lord and to this church and pastor.
在我回家去不久，天牧师就带着钟礼、还有多伦、还有辛迪、还有Angela。So, 他们都从那么远的地方到我的家来看我，安慰我，鼓励我，还有为我祷告。
So on that day, some of us actually went down to Fremont and visit her, and we pray for her.
我真的深深感受到神的爱，还有教会，还有牧师们，主内的弟兄姊妹们对我的爱，对我的关心。
I truly felt the Lord's love for me and everybody's care for me.
也谢谢罗希利亚。Dan 为我祷告。
I'm also thankful to Rogelio, to Dan,
也在这里
to pray for me.
谢谢
Larry
和何珊。
I'm also thankful to Larry and
Betsy. 他们都从很远的地方来看我。
They all travel a long way to see me.
我真的感受到神的爱，还有教会，还有弟兄姊妹们的爱。
I truly felt the Lord's love and the love of the church.
我再一次在这里表示
the brothers and sister.
谢谢牧师。
Once again, I give you all the thanks.
谢谢众多的弟兄姊妹们，你们都在不同的地方为我祷告。
Thank you for praying for me.
跟着呢，但是因为我那个腰背摔得很厉害，很厉害，那个疼痛呢，第二天才出现。当时吃了止痛药。
Because I hurt my back really badly, and it didn't.Reflect on the day, but then on the next day it started to come. And even though she had painkiller, I think she was taking ibuprofen at the time.
痛药一点都止不住我那个痛。
But it didn't really help her to remove the pain.
而且引起我一点食欲都没有了，连吃一点稀饭都吃不上。
And she was suffering from the side effect that she couldn't really eat.
还不断的呕吐。
And also had vomiting.
我真是我活了81岁了，我真是从来没有经受过这么痛，痛得那么难受。
And I'm 81 now. I've never experienced this pain, so much pain before.
我跟神祷告，我说主啊，求你把我接走吧。
So I pray to the Lord, please take me back to heaven, to bring me home, so I don't have to suffer.
但是主没有把我接走。
But the Lord did not take me home.
睡倒的第三天
after the third day, on the third day after I tripped,
路比呢就鼓励我去牧主先锋教会那个晴雨炉。
My daughter encouraged me to attend a gathering in Fremont for Forerunner Church.
她说你到那里会遇见神，会得到医治的。当时我的痛的脸都发青，这个胃总是上呕上呕，很难受很难受。我简直讲觉得自己好像连活下去的勇气都没有了。
So I was, she, even though my daughter encouraged me, I was in so much pain, like my face turned green. That, and also my stomach was also really upset the whole time. So I almost given up, you know, to go anywhere or even to live anymore. So, but luckily, Ruby encouraged me to go to this foreigner gathering.
后来 Ruby 呢就搀着我开车把我带到牧主先锋那个晴雨炉。
The gathering is called prayer and worship. They have this prayer worship meeting every morning.
我一进到那个晴雨炉那个会场的时候，我一坐下来就哭哭哭哭得不得了，正是大哭。
The moment I went into that gathering, I just start weeping the whole time.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？我是很软弱的，我是不配的。
Brothers and sisters, do you know I'm very weak and I'm not worthy?
但是我那个时候哭，说实在的，我并不是因为我那个右手断的骨哭。
I cried at the time not because of my fractured.
也不是因为我那个腰背痛的，我死去活来的。
It wasn't because out of my pain, the pain of my back.
我是深深的感受到神的爱。
But I felt the love of the Lord at that gathering.
我感受到神非常非常的爱我。
I can feel the love of the Lord. He deeply loves me.
我是被神的爱所触摸所感动。
I was touched by his love, and that's why I started weeping.
而且我在那里就得医治了。
And also the Lord, from that gathering, I was healed.
有一些医治团队的同工、传道员，还有一个弟兄，他有先知性的预言的，他们一个个的按手为我祷告。
So there were their co-workers there, the prayer team.All lay hands on her and prayed for her.
当时我那个手是举不起来的，但是他们为我祷告的时候，我那个手就举起来了。
So at the time, I couldn't even lift my arm, my right arm. But after they prayed for me, I could lift it.
那个腰背的疼痛也大大的消失。
And also the back pain really decreased a lot.
很感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在晴雨炉那里，我真的遇见神。
I encountered the Lord in their gathering.
第二天去的时候很奇妙。
And on the second day when I went again,
我本来是坐的时间不能长的，我就起来行走走走，走完以后我刚刚坐在椅子上的时候，哎，很感恩，我看见了主耶稣。
So at first I couldn't really sit for too long, but when I went to their gathering, I walk around, and once I sit down, I saw Christ Jesus.
主耶稣穿了一个长长的白色的长袍。
I saw him wearing his long white robe.
他对着我微笑。
And he smiled at me.
他说，孩子。
He said,
我医治你。
Children, my child, I heal you.
当时我曾经经历过的时候呢，就是因为医生，说起来呢就不讲了。但是我就跟神讲，我说主啊，地上的医生不理我，难道你也不理我吗？但是神跟我说，孩子，我医治你。
Because she had a, when she went to the doctor, they couldn't really heal her. They just helped her out, right? But then, so she was praying to the Lord, saying that the doctors could not heal me. Lord, would you heal me? And, how should I put it? The doctor cannot heal me, but how about you, Lord? And the Lord says to her, yes, I will heal you.
在晴雨炉那里，我每天卢比都带我去。每一天当然你都经历着神的大爱。
So I went to their gathering every morning.
经历神的同在，神的医治的大能。
And I experienced his love and I encountered his healing power.
每一次去到那些牧师我不认识的，
So I went to their gathering. They have their pastors that I don't really know them. They all come and pray for me. So I just give thanks to the Lord for His grace for me, and He gives thanks to everybody who prayed for me. Basically, that's it. Thank you.
我想很不容易哦，他伯母已经八十岁了啊，八十，八十一岁。
An 81-year-old grandma.
摔跤的本身就是一个很大的很大的震撼。
You know, to have accidents like this in itself is quite traumatic.
求神继续医治他。
We pray to the Lord that will continue to heal her.
那个身上一直有疼痛是很痛苦的事情。
You know, when your body has constant pain, it's very awful.
其实不了解那个难过。
We can't really understand or relate to her.
一直在你的身上。
You know, that pain constantly on your body.
我们先来祷告好吗？我们为
Let's pray together right now and pray for her.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为我们是遵从你的名。
Because we honor your name.
我们奉你的名在这里聚集。
We'll gather in your name.
我们就求主的手来触摸。
We ask that may you lay hand on Grandma Shi.
她的背，她的腰。
On her back.
她的腰，她全身受伤的地方。
Every part of her body that has been hurt.
主啊，因为你受的鞭伤，她得医治。
Lord, because of your stripe that she is healed.
因为你受的刑罚，她得安慰。
Because of your
suffering
that she'll be comforted.
主啊，你安慰你女儿的心。
Lord, will you comfort her?
你的爱来充满她。
May your love fill her.
与她同在。
Be with her.
主啊，你的爱也来充满我们。
May your love fill us too.
今天早上来鼓励我们当中所有做母亲的。
That will you encourage all the mother this morning?
也做所有做儿女的。
And all the children.
知道你是爱的泉源。
May know that you are the beginnings of love.
祷告奉主的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢师伯母。
Thank you, Grandma.
那么老远从 Fremont 来。
For coming so far from Fremont, all the way from Fremont.
下面要跟大家分享一个信息。
So the following will share with you a message.
是一个合神心意的女子。
It's about a woman after God's own heart.
很多人认识神。
A lot of us know God,
只是头脑的认识。
But we know Him from knowledge.
很多时候他们不认识神的心意是什么。
But we don't know Him and His heart.
我们常常在世界上也有些朋友。
We always have some certain friends.
我们在世界上，我们每一个人都有一些朋友。
All of us have friends.
但是那知心的朋友不多。
But those who knows your heart is very few. Yeah.
Okay. 那同样的道理
It's the same reason
真正知道神心意的人基督徒也不多
Those who truly know God's heart are very few
我今天早上讲到一个女子她的名字叫做玛利亚
This morning I'm going to share with you this lady Her name is Mary
她是伯大尼的玛利亚
She's the Mary of Bethany
因为在耶稣的时代有好几个女子都叫玛利亚
It was during the Jesus time that there were a few more Mary, different Mary
耶稣的妈妈也叫玛利亚
Jesus' mother is also called Mary
那这个玛利亚她有一个姐姐叫马大
And this Mary of Bethany, she has a sister whose name, her name is Martha
她的弟弟叫拉撒路
And her brother is Lazarus
她住在伯大尼
And they lived in Bethany.
在那个时代，一个人住在哪里，就用那个地方来称呼这个人，所以他是伯大尼的玛利亚。
At the time, they called the persons according to their location where they live. So they called this Mary of Bethany.
玛利亚一家人跟耶稣关系很好。
And her family is very close to Jesus.
耶稣常常去布道之后就到他家去。
And every time when Jesus finishes ministry, he will rest in their home.
他们是耶稣的始终粉丝又是支持者。
They are Jesus diehard fans.
Supporter. 根据马可福音第十四章第六节跟第八章第九节的记载哈。
According to Mark 14:6 and 8-9,
玛利亚是一个很了解主耶稣的心意的人。
Mary is a woman knows God's heart.
所以她是一个合神心意的女子。
So she is a woman after God's own heart.
你说为什么说她是一个合神心意的女子呢？
So why do you call her after God's own heart?
我从四方面来看。
Let's look at her from four different perspectives.
第一个，她聆听主耶稣的教导。
The first is that she listens to the Lord's teaching.
我们来读一段圣经，在路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节。
Let's read from Luke 10:38-42.
Yeah, 我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
好，我们一起来。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，有耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大事后的事多，心里忙乱，又进来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”我们再次祷告。
Let us pray once more.
主耶稣，求你对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, we ask you, will you speak to all of us?
我们奉主的名把一切的搅扰除去。
That we, in the name of Jesus, we remove all distractions.
主啊，你也帮助 Johnny 的翻译。
And will you help my translation?
帮助我们每一个人能专注在你的身上。
And help all of us to be focused on you.
就像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
祷告奉主的名求。
Pray this in Jesus' name.Amen.
这是一个很熟悉的故事。
So this is a very familiar story.
耶稣跟玛利亚、马大这一家人很亲。
So Jesus was very close to this family.
所以有一次耶稣布道完了以后，又到他家去。
And one time when after Jesus' ministry, he went to visit them.
但是耶稣一去就去十三个人。
But you know, whenever Jesus arrives at a place, he brings 13 people.
因为耶稣还有十二个门徒。
Because he has 12 disciples.
所以人很多。
So you know, there's a lot of people, a big group.
他的玛利亚的姐姐马大就赶快动作要招待他们。
So you know Martha, she just has to show her hospitality to start working and preparing.
准备水给他们洗脚。
Prepare water, wash their feet, and also food.
或许第四十节告诉我们马大的情况。
And then you look at verse 40, you can see her condition.
这边说马大事后的事多，心里就忙乱。
It says that she has a lot to prepare so that her heart was distracted.
她就进前来对主耶稣说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
And then she came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me."
请问马大说跟耶稣讲这话有什么用意啊？
So what do you think Martha saying this to the Lord?
至少有三个用意。
What was her point?
第一个
right, at least three.
她的压力很大，所以她要宣泄下压力。
First, she was under a lot of stress, so she wants to express that.
第二个是告妹妹的状。
And the second thing was complaining about her sister.
因为她妹妹都没有帮忙。
Because her sister did not help.
都不做家事。
At all, and did not help her out in her housework. Just sit down.Sitting down.
第三个，他要主耶稣调动他的妹妹来。
The third was that she was trying to ask Jesus to move her sister to help.
请问马大为什么会有这样的情况呢
？So why do you think Martha had this?
我问这边人好吧？你觉得马大为什么会这样
？Why did she do that? Why did Martha ask Jesus to do this?
我们生活忙不忙啊？
Are we all busy in our lives?
但是忙就一定会这样吗
？But is it all of busyness? Then you will be distracted.
因为这边说，因为马大事后的事多，心里就忙乱了。
Because in the verse it says that she was doing a lot of work, she was busy in preparation, so her heart was distracted.
当然，一个人的心开始忙乱的时候
，So when a person's heart began to be distracted,
他所做的事也开始忙乱。
And then all that she does will be, in just in terms of it will just be busyness and be distracted.
他就会怨神尤人。
And then she would start complaining.
这个事情很重要。
This is very important.
很多时候，我们在忙，很多的事情忙，我们就开始乱。
A lot of times when we were busy, then we just try to, we were becoming disorganized, become distracted.
就会有埋怨，就有苦毒。
And then we'll start complaining and bitterness.
主耶稣如何回答马大呢？
So look at how Jesus responded to her.
第41节，耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
So in verse 41, the Lord says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one.Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
马大的问题不是人手不够多。
Martha's her problem wasn't because lack of manpower.
也不是做太多的事。
It wasn't because she has done so much work.
更不是款待主和他的门徒。
Of course, not because of her hospitality.
马大的问题是因为她内在的灵人非常的软弱。
But her problem was that her inner person, her inner man, was weak. It's out of strength.
一旦外面的事情多，就会忙乱，就会害怕，就会苦读。
Once there is a lot of things happening in out on the outside and stress come in, then she will start to have bitterness and complain.
相对于马大的光景，玛利亚的生命真是不一样。
Compared to Mary of Bethany, you can see Mary's life is completely different from Martha.
当主耶稣来到她家中时。
And when Jesus came to her house,
她就坐在耶稣的脚前听主耶稣的教导。
She sat in front of Jesus' feet to listen to Jesus' teaching.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你仔细听我讲。
Please listen carefully.
这非常重要。
This is important.
很多人到了主耶稣的脚，到了主耶稣面前。
A lot of people come before Jesus.
你早上在读神的话。
Just like this morning when you read His word.
你在祷告。
You pray.
很多人来到神的面前
A lot of people come before the Lord
一直跟神讲话
They just keep on talking
一直讲一直讲
Just talking and talking
说我有这个困难我有那个困难
And just telling him that I have this need I have that need I have that problem this problem
弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
非常重要你到神的面前
Is that whenever you come before the Lord
你要安静听神对你说话
You need to quiet down your heart and listen to what he says
Amen
Amen
非常重要
This is very important
很多人到神面前我自己也常常这样做啊，主啊，有这个需要，这个需要。
Just like myself, I come before the Lord.
然后一起来就走了。
I come before the Lord, just keep on telling Him things, this and that, and then after 20 minutes, I get up and go.
然后人家说神有没有对你说什么话
？And then people ask, did God say anything to you?
没有。
I was like, no.
因为你没有时间给他让你对你说话。
Because you didn't give Him time to speak to you.
玛利亚真是不容易的一个人。
So Mary was a very special woman.
他知道他有国度的眼光。
She has a kingdom perspective.
他知道耶稣不是耶稣是神的儿子。
She knows that Jesus is the Son of God.
他在世界上时间很有限了。
She knows that his time on earth is very limited.
他来到他家里面。
So when he visit her,
他要抓住那个时间跟机会。
She wants to catch that moment and that chance.
好好听主耶稣的教导。
To listen carefully to his teaching.
主耶稣心里面有很多话。
You know that Jesus has a lot to say.
他愿意听
But she has a heart to listen.
他就坐在主耶稣的脚前
So she sat before his feet.
他听主耶稣的智慧
She listened to his wisdom.
他有国度的教导
And his teaching of the kingdom.
那是上好的福分
That's the best portion.
英文圣经说 It's better. 他所选择是更好的
So.In the English translation, says Jesus says she has chosen that was better.
这个比马大忙碌招呼主而无法花时间与主同在更好的选择。
This is the better choice compared to Martha busy in her service.
是没有人能夺去的。
There's no one could take this away from her.
我们也看到玛利亚，她非常相信主耶稣。
You can also see how Mary really trusts in the Lord.
她的姐姐在那边说她怎么不好。
You know how Martha complain about her.
她一句话都没讲。
Mary did not say a word.
主耶稣就替她辩白了。
Because Jesus spoke for her.
我们感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
一个合神心意的人。
When a person is after God's heart.
她是一个愿意听主的教导的人。
She's willing to listen to God's teaching.
我们在读神的话。
When we read the word of God,
我们在祷告的时候,
and pray during our prayer time, 我们要
听神借着他的话对你说话。
We want to listen to what God speaks to you through his word.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在人生里有面对很多的情况。
We encounter a lot of circumstances in life.
有不同的 project.
All kinds of projects.
你需要听神的带领。
But you need to listen to his leadership.
有些情况让你很伤心。
In certain situation, you may be sad. You may be disappointed.
有的事情让你很烦恼。
Or very stressed out.
你可以坐在主的脚前。
You can sit before His feet.
请问他。
You can ask Him.
他会对你说话的。
The Lord will speak to you.
Amen.
Amen.
我们几个礼拜前，我们操练诗篇二十三篇，我们每一个人读。神有对我们很多人说话，是不是？
Remember a few weeks ago when we practiced reading Psalm 23, the Lord really spoke to you.
其实我们看到玛利亚是一个合神心意的女子，因为她很渴慕主。
The second thing is, you can see how Martha is after God's own heart because she longs for Him.
我们再读一段圣经，约翰福音第十一章一到五节。
Let's read from John 11, 1 to 5.
还有二十八到二十九。
28 to 29.
我们就读一段，讲一段。
Let's read together.
Okay, 有一个患病的人，名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主擦他脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟，两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊。”耶稣听见就说：“这病并不至于死，反而得了神的荣耀，因此得荣耀。”爱马大，他的妹子。可以再看第八节、第九节吗？
第八节吗？
二十八节，
二十八节。
对不起。马大说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚说：“夫子来了，叫你。”玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。我们这边又看到另一段的故事。
So here it describes another story.
就是玛利亚的弟弟拉撒路病重。
It's the story of how Lazarus was sick.
马大、玛利亚都非常操心。
And both Mary and Martha was very worried.
派人去告诉耶稣说：“你所爱的人生病了。”
And they sent somebody to tell Jesus that the one you love are sick, is sick.
主耶稣的反应很奇怪。
And Jesus' response was a little bit weird.
他说这病并不至于死。
He said this sickness will not end in death.
乃叫神得荣耀。
But to may bring glory through it.
还有他的儿子，叫他的儿子得荣耀，神的儿子得荣耀。
So that it will bring glory to the Son.
所以他又在接到这个坏消息的地方住了两天。
So Jesus stayed behind in his place for 2 more days.
四天以后他才来。
And he arrived at Bethany 4 days afterwards.
那时候拉撒路已经死了。
And Lazarus was dead already.
都已经埋葬了。
And buried.
所以玛利亚跟马大心里很难过。
So Mary and Martha were very disappointed.
很难过。
Was really sad.
所以有些犹太人
upset.
有些犹太人听到了就来安慰这个姐妹他们。
So there are some Jews, Jewish family that always came to their family and comfort them.
后来。耶稣就来了。
So when Jesus arrived,
马大就去迎接耶稣。
Martha went to welcome him.
马大有点埋怨说：“如果你早点来就没。”
Martha was a bit complaining that if you arrived a bit earlier, then Lazarus wouldn't be dead.
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有看到我们人对神的了解很有限
？Do you see how our understanding of the Lord is very limited?
马大、玛利亚认为只有拉撒路还活的时候，耶稣可以救他。
Martha and Mary thought that only when Lazarus was still alive, then Jesus could save him.
我希望你们仔细听下面的。
But please listen carefully.
一个合神心意的人是会慢慢更多认识神的大能的。
If a person is after God's own heart, they will come to know Him more and more.
耶稣听到这消息，他在原来地方待了两天。
When Jesus heard this news, he stayed behind two more days.
他要确定拉撒路真的死了。
He wanted to make sure that Lazarus really died.
然后埋葬了。
And buried.
因为主耶稣要去，不是要医治他，主耶稣要叫他从死里复活。
Because Jesus went, was his point wasn't to heal him, he wanted to raise him from the dead. 你学习
像美国的非洲裔教会好吗？有些反应 ，Amen.
You don't want to learn from African American churches. give me some response.
我们看到有一些情况是很恶劣的。
We know when we see certain situation is, is hopeless. When it's hopeless,
it's very bad.
Yeah, hopeless. I don't want to use very bad. It doesn't tell you how bad it is. You know, it's not bad enough. anyway.
我们有时候看到一些情况，好像一点希望都没有。就是刚才讲的，不用再翻了。
Okay, yes, so hopeless.
一个人死了，还有什么盼望呢
？So you see, when somebody died, what hope is there?
Amen.
Amen.
你一直跟神求一些事情。
When you keep on asking the Lord for certain things,
但是那事情越来越远。
But that situation just turning worse and worse.
但是神主耶稣给他们的话很有意思，他说。不要难过，这个病不至于死，死都死了，不至于，因为他还可以让他再复活。
But you, when you see how Jesus said, what Jesus says is that this will not end in death.
我要大家注意的是
，because his will was to raise him up. Yeah.
我要大家注意的是，当马大跟玛利亚讲到说主来了，他叫你，他一听到主来了叫他去，他就立刻放下一切安慰他的犹太人。立刻去找主耶稣。
So when Martha called for Mary, and Mary knew that Jesus asked for her, she just left everything behind and raised up and ran to Jesus.
我鼓励你们从现在开始跟我讲道有回应，好吧
？So I encourage all of you to interact with me when I'm preaching right now.
因为你现在也面对一个情势，可能像拉撒路，你所最爱的事情死掉了一样，没有盼望。
So,I know that if you are facing certain things, just like the situation of Lazarus, you know, it's
dead.
It's dead. It's no hope.
但主耶稣说，这并不至于死。
But Jesus says that this will not end in death.
所以玛利亚一听到主耶稣来，她立刻就去找主耶稣了。
So when Mary heard that Jesus arrived, she just arose and ran to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
神的灵现在这里。
The Lord is right here among us right now.
弟兄姊妹们，你要微笑。
Please smile.
你要相信主耶稣。
You gotta believe in Him.
他可以使死人复活。
That He can raise the dead.
Even your case is dead.
Yeah, 就算你的情形已经死了
He can resurrect your case.
他可以使你的情况复活 Amen.
真的是这样子
Truly, indeed.
玛利亚是一个合神心意的女子
Mary is a woman after God's heart.
她渴慕跟主耶稣在一起
She longs to be with Jesus.
她立刻跑到主耶稣那里
She ran to his feet.
果然没有失望
Truly, Jesus is not disappointed.
主耶稣就问他们说他埋在哪他就带他去坟墓那里
Then Jesus asked, "Where did you bury Lazarus?" And Mary just took him there.
耶稣不要弄得都臭了，已经死透了，很臭。
Some may say, "Well, please don't look at the tomb because it has been 3-4 days. You know, it's gonna stink."
主耶稣不为所动。
But Jesus, what did you say? Oh, so he wasn't moved by those words.
很多时候人也跟我们讲同样的话
A lot of times that people would say the same thing to us
你不要再求这个事
Don't even pray for this anymore
都臭了
Ah, it's long gone
没有盼望
There's no hope
一个合神心意的人他相信神
But the person after God's own heart they trust in the Lord
他渴慕在主的同在中
They longs to be the Lord's presence
果然主没有让玛利亚马大失望
Truly God did not disappoint herMary and Martha.
事实上拉撒路复活以后影响好大影响整个犹大全体
In fact, after Lazarus rise resurrection,
很多人就跟随
it really impacted the Jewish culture, Jewish community at the time. A lot of Jews turned to the Lord.
第三个为什么她是合神心意的女子呢
The third is, it's okay. The thirdthat she is a woman after God's own heart.
因为她明白主的命定跟时刻
Because she knows the Lord's destiny and timing.
我们再读一段圣经。
Let's read another verse.
约翰福音第十二章。
From John 12:1-3.
Yeah, 谢谢。Okay. 耶稣。
Let's read together.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大侍候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊。耶稣说：“由他吧，他是为我安葬之人。”
There's one more verse, right?
Eight. 还有 one more.
Yeah.
你们常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。耶稣在逾越节的前六天，有人给他一个遵从他的一个宴席。
So 6 days before the Passover, they had a feast.In the honor of Jesus.
主耶稣是在逾越节被出卖、被逮捕，隔天就被钉死受难。
So Jesus was betrayed and on the night of Passover, and the next day he was nailed on the cross and died.
所以逾越节的前六天就是主耶稣安葬前的一个礼拜。
So 6 days before the Passover is like a week before this all this suffering happened.
耶稣来到伯大尼，就是马大、玛利亚、拉撒路家的城市。
Jesus came to Bethany, this city, to their home.
准备了一个晚宴。
Somebody hosted this dinner for Jesus.
马大是服务员。
And Martha was was a waitress.
拉撒路是陪客。
And Lazarus was company.
玛利亚还是一样，一直在聆听主的教导。
And Mary was the same thing, like she keep listening to Jesus teaching.
但是你不要小看了、啊，她聆听，她听得很准呢、啊。
But don't look down on her because she really listens on the target.
牧师现在在教导你们，也希望你好好聆听，神在对你说话。
Right now, please listen carefully to what I'm trying to show you.
Because the Lord tried to speak something to you.
因为神要对你们说话。
你知道为什么玛利亚她聆听不一样吗？
Do you know why that what Mary listens is different from other people?
因为这是主耶稣受难前的七天。
Because this is a week before Passover, before Jesus' sufferings.
耶稣快要死了。
That means Jesus is almost going up to the cross.
主耶稣好几次跟他门徒讲这个。
Jesus actually told the disciples several times about this.
他们都搞不清楚耶稣讲这什么意思。
But all the disciples couldn't figure out what happened.
玛利亚记得非常清楚。
But Mary remembered.
所以她就在这个晚宴上面，一个遵从她的晚宴上。
So Mary took this chance on this dinner.
她就拿了一斤极珍贵的真拿达香膏。
She took a pound of expensive perfume.
来到耶稣的脚前
and pour it on Jesus' feet.
又用自己的头发来擦
and wipe it with her hair.
照犹太人的规矩，邀请人来做客都会准备水，由仆人来替他洗脚。
According to Jewish culture, they in every dinner time or whenever they have a hosting a party, they always have servants to wipe people's feet.
可是这里玛利亚认为主耶稣是弥赛亚。
But here, Mary knows that Jesus is the Messiah.
他即将受难。
And she knows what is coming to Jesus, that he's going to suffer.
他用极尊贵的香膏来抹主的脚。
She used the real expensive perfume to wipe his feet.
又用代表女人尊荣的头发来把香膏插在主耶稣的双脚上。
And also uses her hair that represents a woman's honor, most honorable hair, to wipe out his feet.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为玛利亚知道主耶稣的命定跟时刻已经来到。
Because Mary knows that Jesus' destiny and his season has come.
一个合神心意的人。
A person that's after God's own heart
会知道神的时间
would know God's timing.
Amen.
Amen.
会知道神的时间
and knows God's season.
会知道神在你生命里的季节
would understand what's the season of your life.
而不是你要做这个就做着，要做那个就做那个。
Not that you just do whatever you want.
玛利亚准备了很久了。
You know how Mary prepared herself for a long time.
她等到那一天。
That this day finally arrived.
就做了那件事情。
Then she did this to pour the perfume on him.
犹大就骂她。
And then Judah was upset, objected.
犹大是一个腐败的官员。
You know how Judah was corrupted.
因为他是负责财政，他从里面偷钱。
You know how he steal money from the money bag.
他还责备他说：“你不要浪费这个钱，你不把这个拿去周济穷人。”
And he's even objected, says, "Why don't you use this money for the poor? Why waste it on Jesus?"
玛利亚不管这个。
But Mary didn't care.
她知道这个时间已经来到。
She knew that this is the right time.
她那一天一定要做这件事。
She has to do this unto the Lord.
因为她知道主的命定跟时刻。
Because she understands God, His destiny.
最后我们看到一个合神心意的女子，一个合神心意的人，是一个看主为至宝，所以她愿意为主献上一切的人。
The last point is that when a person's after God's own heart, she viewed the Lord as her most precious.And she's willing to lay down everything, pay the price for him.
这个真拿达香膏是很贵的。
No, that perfume is very expensive.
但一斤的真拿达香膏，是当时候一个工人做一年的工资啊。
You know how expensive it was? Is that is a year wage of a labor?
如果换成现在美国的中产阶级，一年多少钱呢、啊、
？Do you know what does that mean? If we translate it to American currency.
For the middle class income for 1 year, how much right now? What's the average?
What's the average?
100,000 or 80,000? Depends. Huh? Bay Area is what?
根据现在美国人中产阶级一年的收入是多少？
就算十万美金。
差不多十万 ,like 10,000.
所以你看到玛利亚她把主看得那么至宝。
So you can see how she viewed the Lord as such precious one.
她愿意为主献上一切。
She's willing to pay the price for him.
第一个，她献上了她辛苦所积攒的金钱。
The first is that she's willing to pay the price of her whole year wage.
十万美金啊。
Like $10,000.
她是一个女人，可能没有很高的收入。
She is a woman, and maybe she does not have much income.
那十万美金的真拿达香膏只有20分钟就没了。
Like that $10,000 expensive perfume just spend it in 20 minutes.
Maybe less than 20.
In less than 20 minutes,
it's all
gone.
在犹大的眼睛，那个
就没有了。
Treasurer 的眼睛，他看说哇。何必这么浪费?
And then when Judah saw this, he was like, why wasted all this money on him?
如果你是主耶稣, 你听了, 你感觉,
If you were Jesus, how would you feel when you hear somebody says that?
第一个, 犹大根本搞不清楚状况。
First of all, Judah does not know what's going on.
他所有注意就是钱。
All he cares in his eye was fixed on money.
第二个, 他说, 何必枉费? Why waste?
And the second thing he said, why waste it on? Wasted.
我不晓得主耶稣怎么感觉。
I don't know how Jesus felt that time, at the moment.
这个香膏插在我身上安葬是 waste.
You said that this perfume is putting on my body for my burial, you said is wasted.
我相信主耶稣听到犹大这样讲心里很难过。
I believe that Jesus was pretty heartbroken when he heard Judah said that.
你们觉得耶稣心里难过的举手。
Whoever felt that Jesus may be heartbroken.
如果换到你难不难过?
If you were him,
跟他跟了三年,
would you be sad?
跟了三年多吃在一起住在一起什么都教他了最后讲这样的话
That somebody so close to you, you know, who follow you for three years, three and a half years, and he could say something like this.
但是我们感谢主,
But praise the Lord.
玛利亚安慰主的心。
Mary truly comforted his heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Comfort Jesus' heart.
安慰主耶稣的心。
在那时候是耶稣很困难的时候。
During that time, it was the toughest time for Jesus.
你再过七天就要被杀掉了。
If you know that you have 7 days left and you'll be dead.
然后你旁边的那些门徒都搞不清楚状
况。And all your disciples didn't know what was going on.
主耶稣一说我要走，他们就说下面谁做老大。
And once Jesus says, I'm ready to go, then all the disciples just quarrel who is the next leader.
马上就要接班。
They're all fighting among each other to be.
而且在里面就吵起来。
You know, then they start to
fight.
Fight, yeah.
第二个，他非常的看主耶稣为至宝，他放下女人的尊严呢。
The second is, she viewed the Lord as the most precious one, and she's willing to lay down her dignity.
她像一个仆人一样。
She acts like a servant.
跪在耶稣的脚
kneel before his feet
用香膏用自己的头发来抹耶稣的脚
the expensive perfume to pour it on Jesus' feet and wipe it off with her hair
她不太顾自己的面子了
she doesn't care about her own image
第三个她不在乎别人的反对跟嘲笑
and the third she does not care about other people's objection and their mocking
那一天反对她的不止只有犹大
I believe there are more thanJudah who objected what she did.
犹大是代言人而已。
Judah was just the spokesperson.
很多人心里都说，哎呀，这搞。
Maybe a lot of people were thinking like, what's up with you?
你一个女人家在这边做什么
？Why did you do that? You're just a woman.
我就想问大家，玛利亚知不知道大家在论断
？Do you think Mary knows that all these people were complaining in their heart?
她还没有做这以前，她就知道了。
Before she did this, she knew.
这是一个。
This is what was going to happen.
这是一个要付的代价。
But this is the price that she has to pay.
我的时间快要到了。
My timing is almost up.
有什么学习的呢
？So what did we learn from her?
我们看到玛利亚的生命里有什么我们可以学？我们如何能成为一个合神心意的
？How can we become a person after God's own heart?
非常重要。
This is important.
合神心意的人。
That is
that's
a man after God's own heart.
旧约有一个人是合神心意的。
In the Old Testament, there's a person who's after God's own heart, right?
是神自己讲他是合神心意的。
This is the Lord says. The Lord says that he is after God's own heart. Who's this?
那个人就是大卫。
David, right? King David, right?
你们有空多去读诗篇。
If you have time, please read Psalms.
诗篇里面有很大的部分都是那个合神心意的大卫写的。
In the book of Psalm, there are most of the
majority
of them of the book are written by David.
A man
after God's own heart.
你要知道怎么成为合神心意的人吗
？If you want to know how to become a man after God's own heart,
去看看那个合神心意人他怎么跟上帝对话。
Read how this guy interact with God.
我刚刚讲的这个女子，她也是一个合神心意的人。
And Mary is also a woman after God's own heart.
那我们看看她的秘诀在哪里。
So let's learn from her.
第一个是最重要的。
The first thing is,
她真知道主耶稣是至宝。
She truly knows that the Lord is the most precious one.
我们为什么不能爱主耶稣呢？
You know why we couldn't love the Lord?
因为我们不能够欣赏到主耶稣是至宝。
Because we don't know that He is the most precious.
为什么很多人一直爱世界呢
？Why do we always love the world?
不是 we 啊 ，Why a lot of people?
Why a lot of people love the world?
I know you don't love the world.
Okay, 我知道你们不爱世界。
为什么很多人很爱世界呢
？Why so many people love the world?
因为世界对他们很真实。
Because the world is appear to be so real.
为什么很多人不能爱主耶稣呢
？Why a lot of people cannot love Jesus？
因为耶稣不真实。
Because Jesus is not real enough。
对他们不真实。
To them, it's not real enough。
对玛利亚来说。
But to Mary,
耶稣非常真实。
Jesus was real。
因为他看到耶稣。
Because she can see him。
他听到耶稣。
She can hear from him。
他听到耶稣的教导。
She listens to his teaching。
然后他照着去做。
And she act accordingly。
然后就有果效。
Then she see the result.
今天你一样可以看到耶稣。
And today you can see the Lord Jesus.
借着圣灵，你可以看到主耶稣。
Through the Holy Spirit, you can see him.
不一定是一个形象出来，像伯母说的。
Not necessarily like you can see him like a figure.
但是你在灵里可以感觉到耶稣跟你同在。
But in your spirit, you can sense that he is present. He is with you.
Amen.
Amen.
有时候在最困难的时候。
Sometimes it's in the most difficult situation.
最伤心的时候。
When you are most disappointed and
你里面很平安的，不知道怎么解。 解释。
Somehow you feel that peace.
我相信伯母也是经历到这个。
I believe that Grandma Shi has experienced this peace.
一个年纪81岁摔跤是很危险的事情。
You know when you're elder, like and you tripped over, it's a very traumatic experience.
Dangerous
move.
而且当时没有人能帮助她。
And no one else could help her.
她就呼求主。
And so she cried out to the Lord.
她痛得要命也呼求主。
Even though she was in such big pain.
她去参加那个秦与卢哈恩波的那个prayer meeting.
When she attended the Harp and Bowl meeting,
神就医治她。
The Lord healed her.
那是很真实的。
It is real.
你有这样的经历，
if you had this experience,
你就会觉得主耶稣是至宝了。
Then you realize that Christ Jesus is the most precious one.
玛利亚就是看耶稣为至宝。
That Mary, she views the Lord as the most precious.
所以她看到主耶稣在哪，她就坐在他脚前。
So wherever she sees Jesus, she sits before his feet.
她说这是宝贝呀。
She said, "This is the treasure."
我只有这么一点机会。
I only have this little chance.
她马上就要走了。
That He'll be leaving this world very soon.
我要好好听他。
So I have to pay attention.
在马太福音第十三章四十四节。
So in Matthew 43. So in Matthew 13:44.
那边有一段圣经说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
It says that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field.
人遇见了就把它藏起来。
When a man found it, he hid it again.
欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
And then in his joy went and sold all he had and brought that field and bought that field.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣在讲说天国好像什么呢？
You see how Jesus compared the kingdom?
天国好像一个宝贝，一个 treasure.
Like a kingdom of heaven is like treasure.
藏起来了。
Hidden in a field.
这个宝贝就是耶稣啊。
You know that treasure is Jesus himself.
Amen.
Amen.
我们教会要来寻宝啊。
Our church need to have a treasure hunt.
我们要看到主耶稣的荣美啊。
We need to see Jesus' glory.
主耶稣的荣美比那连续剧、韩剧还吸引人啊。
You know how his glory is more attractive than all the dramas you see.
Korean drama.
The Korean drama, soap opera.
Whatever the thing you like. 弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们需要神打开我们的灵眼。
We need the Lord to open up our spiritual eyes.
开始去读主耶稣的教导，主耶稣的生平。
Begin to read his biography, his word.
四福音。
The four gospels.
Sermon on the Mount.
Sermon on the Mount.
你会觉得哇，怎么会这么宝贵啊？
Then you realize how treasure he is.
玛利亚就是这样。
You see how this is what Mary is like.
所以她会成为一个合神心意的女子。
And that's why she is a woman after God's own heart.
保罗也一样。
Same as Paul.
他把万事
Apostle Paul.
他把所有世界上所有事跟耶稣比起来就是粪土了。
He compared the world to Jesus. He says the world is nothing.
Waste.
It's a waste.
这是不容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing.
这是需要追求的。
This requires us to seek him.
Amen.
Amen.
你要真正的看他。
If you want to see him,
要花时间每天有灵修的时间。
You need to spend the time every day in devotion.
每天读神的话。
To read his word every day.
每天跟神说话。
To talk to him daily.
然后用神的话对他说话。
And use the word of God to
pray
to him.
然后再跟他说完话以后，再等他对你说话。
And after you pray to him, you should listen to what he says to you.
来来去去有多少次啊？
I don't know. Come back and forth how many times?
因为他把主耶稣看作至宝。
Because Mary sees Jesus as the most precious.
所以第二个我们看到他的秘诀就是他专一的爱主耶稣。
And the second thing we can learn from her is that she is so focused.
She loves the Lord.
She loves the Lord with all her heart and loves Jesus only.
第一个是专心。
First thing is she was focused.With all her heart.
Yeah, 专心爱主很不容易啊。
You know how it's hard to love the Lord with all your heart?
我们常常爱主。
We know we love the Lord.
但是又爱很多事情。
But at the same time, we love a lot of other things too.
同时一起爱。
We love them all equally.
有没有这样的？
Isn't that true?
有吗？都在干这样的事情。
We all do that, right?
不是有，是天天都
在这样。It's not just yes or no, but every day we are like that.
玛利亚是专一的爱主耶稣。
But Mary's different. She was so focused. She loved the Lord with all her heart.
With all her heart and
loved
Jesus only.
而且爱耶稣，唯一爱耶稣。
一个男女在谈恋爱。
When you see a couple, they're in love.
那个女的就问男的说
In the relationship, the girl may ask the guy,
你爱我吗？你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
那男的说当然爱你。
The guy may say, yes, of course.
那女的又问他说我是你唯一的爱吗？
Then the girl will ask him, am I your only one?
他说这个很困难。
And the guy may say, this is very hard question.
我的爱很大，我可以同时爱很多人。
I have a big heart, I have a big love, I can love a lot of people.
A lot of guy,
no,
a lot of woman.
Yes.
今天很多人对耶稣也是一样。
Today's the same with us to Jesus.
很多耶稣问他说：“你爱我吗？”
Jesus may ask you, "Do you love me?"
主耶稣，我爱你，我也爱这个，我也爱这个。
But then our answers may be, "Yes, I love you, Lord," but at the same time, I love many other things.
你要成为合神心意的人。
If you want to be a man after God's own heart,
你要专。
You want to be focused with, you know, you want to love him with all your heart.
专心跟唯一的
And he's your only one.
第三点
The third point.
一个合神心意的人
A person's after God's own heart.
要怎么成为一个合神心意的人
Okay, keep going. I don't want to keep.
他要跟随主耶稣到底
That she will follow the Lord all the way.
Chinese.
All the way.
很多人跟随主只有开始。
A lot of people follow Jesus just from the beginning.
很多人跟随主耶稣只有在事情顺利的时候。
When everything is nice and easy and cruising, you know.
事情困难就不跟随。
Whenever they face challenge, then they give up.
玛利亚跟耶稣跟到底。
But Mary followed the Lord all the way.
在任何场合，他就坐在耶稣的脚前。
In every situation, she sat before the Lord's feet.
耶稣受难节的前七天，在那个晚宴，他也在耶稣脚前。
That before the Christ's suffering, before the cross, 7 days before that, she sat before Jesus' feet.
主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他也在那里。
And when Jesus was crucified, she was down right there, seeing all this happen.
主耶稣复活以后，他又还继续跟主耶稣。
And when Jesus resurrected, she was there too.
主耶稣升天的时候，她也在那里。
And when Jesus was raised, went back to heaven, she was there too.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你我要跟随耶稣跟到底。
Yes, you and me must follow the Lord all the way.
All the way.
All the way.
我们跟旁边讲好不好？跟到底。
Say the next person, all the way, all the way.Yeah, finish your race. First, you need to see him as your most precious one. The second is be focused on all of your heart. Love him only. The third is all the way. Praise the Lord. I want to give this message to all the mothers and all the brothers and sisters.
耶稣爱你们。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣要你们成为一个合他心意。
That Jesus wants you to become a man after His heart.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这是最聪明的人。
This is the most wise things you can do.
就是成为一个合神心意的人。
Is to become a man after God's own heart.
你和你老板世界上的老板心意，你只有几年而已。
If you're after your boss heart, it's only a few years.
只有你在公司的时候有用。
Only when you're in the marketplace.
有时候你的老板就被人家换走了。
How about when your boss has been switched?Like to somebody else.
但是如果你合神的心意
But if you're after God's heart,
神纪念你
The Lord will remember you.
Amen.
Amen.
你在很多时候在暗处祷告的事情，神纪念。
Whatever you pray in the secret place, the Lord remember.
我请你们都看我好吗
Please look at him.
特别是母亲们
Especially the mothers.
你在暗处的很多祷告。神都听见了。
That all your prayers in the secret place, the Lord has heard them.
但是神不一定照你所求的立刻实现。
Though the Lord may not respond to your prayer according to your will.
因为神的意念高过你的意念。
Because His will is higher than your will.
Amen.
His thought is higher than your thought.
你的需要神都看到了。
Your needs, He has seen them all. He knows your need.
但是你要把它当作你的至宝。
But you want to know that He is your most precious one.
这非常重要。
This is very important.
Amen.
Amen.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们。
Lord Jesus, please help us.
成为一个合你心意的人。
To become a man after your heart.
主啊，你给我们这样的一个欲望，给我们这样一个渴慕。
Will you give us this longing?
就像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
愿意花时间坐在你的脚前。
Is willing to spend time before you.
真正的安静下来。
Truly quiet down our heart.
真正的安静下来。
Truly quiet down.
让所有的杂音都出去。
And take away all the distractions.
只有主耶稣的教导进来。
And only your teaching and your word come in. 让我们
专一的来爱你。
That we may love you with all of our heart.
让我们跟随你跟到底。
That we may follow you all the way.
祷告奉主的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.